Standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode for the duration of today's call. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would like to now turn the meeting over to Ms. Ann Evans. You may begin when ready. Thank you.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Ann Evans from the Connecticut Office of the U.S. Department of Commerce. Thanks for joining us today for this PPP update and our Main Street Loan Program. We're really excited about these programs and thrilled that we have so many companies interested. Within the next couple days, you'll receive by email the recording of the call, so you can listen again, along with an email contact at SBA should you have any questions. I'd like to begin the call with our U.S. Department of Commerce Assistant Secretary for Global Markets, Ian Steff.
Well, thank you, Ann, and thank you for your continued leadership as part of our U.S. field team. And I'd like to thank our partners at the Department of the Treasury and the Small Business Administration to bring information on these important and timely programs for USA medium and small businesses, and in particular, the automotive and tire industry companies participating in this call. As Assistant Secretary for Global Markets at the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration, I have the distinct privilege of overseeing a staff of more than 1,400 trade and investment professionals around the world and in over 70 markets and 100 U.S. cities. In these difficult times, we are working with the SBA and others to reach out to all American companies and not just exporters to inform them of government support programs. Many of the companies on this call are indeed exporters who work with ITA's U.S. Commercial Service or are potential exporters who we hope to assist in expanding businesses globally. There's no better time to work with us and plan for the future. We've also recently announced a fee reduction program that reduces some of our fees by 100% in terms of services that we provide. So please do work with our team to explore those options. Our worldwide trade professionals focus on four pillars: trade and export promotion for U.S. companies, advocacy for U.S. companies bidding on foreign government tenders, commercial diplomacy to remove trade barriers, and attracting inward-bound investment year-round through our Select USA program. There are many ways to leverage the global network to get deals over the finish line, even when you may not be able to travel to the market that you are looking at. Our teams have developed innovative and creative avenues to continue our activities on virtual platforms wherever possible. And whether this is your first export sale or you're expanding your business to additional markets, we offer the experience and virtual services needed to grow your international sales of U.S.-made products and services. To reach your local U.S. Export Assistance Center and explore our programs and services, please do visit trade.gov. That's trade.gov, and let us help take your business to the next level through exploring global markets. I know this has been a very challenging time for all of us in adapting to the new realities and determining how to maintain forward momentum on our activities. Together, we need to and we will work to adopt policies that promote competitiveness, create jobs, and encourage investment. The International Trade Administration continues to be a willing and committed partner to the success. And as I said, we've been working with our partners at SBA and the Treasury Department to help ensure your businesses are on track to become more competitive, more vibrant, and more prosperous. Today's call will include an SBA Paycheck Protection Program update from Mike Vellante, Associate Administrator with SBA, and to brief you on the new exciting programs through CARES that provide liquidity to SMEs will be Adam Larrick, a counselor to the Secretary of Treasury and a close working partner with our team here at Commerce. Welcome, Mike Vellante, SBA Associate Administrator, Scott Straw, Assistant Vice President, Supervision, Regulation, and Credit, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston. Thank you for joining us. Everywhere I'm hearing what an incredible support the PPP has been to American businesses, And just want to congratulate the team and look forward to conveying these opportunities to the small and medium-sized enterprises on the line with us today. Mike, we'll hand it over to Adam and Scott. And when Adam and Scott complete their presentations, you will recognize the question askers below one at a time, and they will be on the speaker's line. Thank you very much, and I'll turn it back on over to Ann. We really look forward to continue to work with all of the companies on the line. I say that I have a team that works, a team that chooses to compete on your behalf, and a team that delivers on your behalf. So we look forward to continuing to work with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ian. Okay, Mike, PPP, the most important program to U.S. companies right now.
Thank you, Ian. Appreciate it. Thank you, Ian. And thank you, everybody, for joining this afternoon. It is a unusual time, times we've never been in. I think the fact that we have on this call Commerce, Treasury, SBA is a great indicator of how this administration is bringing all of the efforts of government to bear on trying to help small and medium-sized businesses get through this pandemic. It is not something that we expected or certainly asked for, but it is something we have to deal with, and we all completely understand the challenges that the folks that are running small businesses across this country have to deal with. Things change literally every single day. The environment that they have to work in changes on a regular basis. The supply chain of materials that folks need to, produce their product changes on a regular basis. The administration working with Congress has come up with several programs over the past 3 months that have been very effective in helping businesses stay in business, keep their employees on the payroll, and that's where the PPP comes in. It was something that was started extremely quickly. The analogy that I use is we took off in the airplane, and while we were flying in the airplane, we were trying to build it. And to this day, sometimes we're still trying to make a few corrections while we're flying. It's the kind of thing that I think has challenged everybody, but the magnitude of the people that have, and the businesses rather, that have come and sought support, I think really shows the depth and the breadth of the need that's out there. And so, the Main Street program, the PPP, the key programs that are here to help small business, medium-sized business, we ask you to take advantage of them. Just to give you a quick snapshot of where we are in PPP, obviously we've now been through two rounds. We're into the second round of PPP. The first one went rather quickly. I think literally we opened it on a Friday. By the following weekend, the money was gone. There were challenges. There were challenges with banks that were sometimes reticent to participate in the program because it was a new program, completely different than anything SBA has ever done before. It allowed entities that SBA usually does not allow in its loan program, like nonprofits, organizations, and church activities. It also had some administrative challenges with some of our systems. And so I think some people kind of stood back a little bit. The second round opened about a week and a half later, or a week later, I should say. And, we saw a tremendous increase in the volume initially, and then it's kind of dropped off a little bit. Where we sit today is that we've done over 5 million, or there have been over 5 million plus PPP loans around the country. Over 5,500 lenders have participated. Many of those are new lenders to the SBA program that have done it for the first time with PPP. And one of the things long-term that we're hoping is that once we get past all of this, we can convert some of these lenders to full-time SBA lenders, because I think that does nothing but help the small businesses that are going to continue to need help even after these government programs are done. So far, they've distributed over $520 billion. And more importantly than the billions of dollars is the thousands and millions of jobs that it has saved, keeping people on the payroll. Interestingly, the average PPP loan is only $103,000. If you listen to the media, you might find that surprising. I will tell you that on the call with us today is our regional administrator from Region 1, Wendell Davis, who also spearheads our effort in the field on manufacturing. And we were talking yesterday about, you know, it got up and there's an article about some guy in Florida who, you know, got a $3 million PPP and he was driving around in a $300,000 Lamborghini. And now he's sitting in a cell wearing orange. So, you know, those are the kinds of things that you see on some of these things. But what you don't see is the fact that, you know, an average of $103,000 businesses means that it's really the medium and small-sized businesses are getting the help that they need to keep the people on the payroll. Today, we have in the account, the PPP2 account, about $130 billion left. And the program currently ends on August 8th. I doubt that we will use all of that money between now and August 8th, but there are lenders that are still doing PPP loans if you need them. What happens next? Today's Wednesday. Whatever I would tell you is going to happen next today is probably going to change by the time we hang up this phone call, because there's legislation being negotiated, bartered, thrown at in Washington, D.C. right now. So we probably won't know till the end of the week, but I think it's safe to say with 100% certainty almost that there will be some kind of continuation or spinoff of the PPP to continue helping small and medium-sized businesses. Whatever that program is, the SBA will work to make sure that it gets administered as quickly as possible for the businesses that need it. We don't know what that's going to be today, but I think it's safe to say from an SBA standpoint, the main focus of our district offices around the country, all 68 of them, have been to help people connect with and understand about the PPP loan process. A lot of what they're focused on now is the forgiveness process. We recently, last week, came out with the guidance on PPP forgiveness. The forgiveness portal opens, I believe it's on August 10th, I believe it is. So lenders can start submitting their forgiveness application in, which will be great because we've had a ton of small banks, community banks, CDFIs, that have gotten into this to help their local community and their local small businesses. And, you know, their ability to get the forgiveness will help put more money into their accounts so they can go back out and start lending more money to small businesses that need it. We've got money left over. We're here to help. We encourage you to reach out, SBA.gov. When you go to our website, you can do a search for Find Your Local SBA Office, and it will give you the contact information for your SBA office in your local area, and you should feel free to absolutely reach out to them to get some hands-on help on what to do next with whatever situation you're facing. Besides PPP, we've got other loan programs. We've got an economic injury program that is still in existence for now. So there's still help available through SBA and other federal agencies. So I would encourage you strongly to take advantage of that. Don't try and go it alone. Everybody is facing a lot of the same challenges. And this is a good time to rely on some of this help that's available for you out there. And I just want to thank Ann and the team in Commerce for putting this together and bringing everyone together. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. And now I'd like to have Adam Larrick start discussing the Main Street program. Adam.
Ann, thank you very much. First, let me introduce myself. I'm Adam Larrick. I'm counselor to the Secretary of the Treasury. People ask me what my job description is, and I say it's any project no one else in the building wants to take on winds up in my office. I'd like to first say that I couldn't have higher respect and esteem for my colleagues at the SBA and the Commerce Department and the Federal Reserve in the work that they've all done to try to keep the economy going and recover from this crisis. The PPP program had a massive effect on the economy, as I think everyone recognizes. It was very difficult to get up and running in record time, but did have what was, from all sides, a great success. And I can tell you the Secretary himself gets great pleasure when he meets small business owners who come up to him and say, you know, I received a PPP loan, and that's what allowed me to keep my 10 or 20 people on the payroll, and I'm very grateful. The Main Street program is, when the Secretary and Chairman Powell asked me to lead the Treasury team on the Main Street program, they said it was probably the most complex program that the Federal Reserve and the Treasury had ever attempted to put in place. Because unlike the other programs that have lent to large companies, we were attempting to provide bridge financing, and I'll go into sort of the details, to small and medium-sized companies that do not have bond ratings, do not access the capital markets, and borrow principally from one or two or three banks for all their borrowing needs. And this is a very difficult, each bank loan is different, the documentation is different, the terms are different, and we tried to come up with a structure that was manageable, working with our Federal Reserve colleagues, to provide a very specific product. The goal of of Main Street is to provide bridge financing to companies that were in sound financial condition before the crisis, but because of the crisis and the economic impact of COVID-19 have had a substantial drop in revenues and, of course, earnings, but that with some help, with some financing, can get to the other side in terms of that once the economy recovers, their business recovers, they will then be, again, good companies and be able to repay their loans and go forward. Because it's important to recognize that Main Street is not like PPP. Main Street is a loan program. It's not a grant program or a forgivable loan program. These are loans that are being made in conjunction with the banks. Main Street offers three types of facilities so far for businesses. There's the Main Street Expanded Loan Facility, where in essence, Main Street comes in alongside an existing loan that the borrower has with one of its banks and comes in equal on a pari passu basis and just joins with the bank and does an additional tranche of lending for an additional loan in that addition. And that could be based on, it's a term loan, it's 5 years maturity, the interest rate is LIBOR plus 3%, and amortizes. There is no interest for the first year, principal is then amortized 15% at the end of the third year, 15% at the end of the fourth year, and 70% at the end of the fifth year. The second loan facility is called the Main Street New Loan Facility, where that is a new loan. It's separate from any loan the borrower would have with its existing lenders. And again, there, the terms are the same. 5-year maturity, same amortization schedule, and same interest rate of LIBOR plus 3%. And then we have the Priority Loan Facility, which is same terms, but where there, the difference between the three facilities are that in the Expanded Loan Facility and the Priority Loan Facility, the Main Street is pari passu and it has the same collateral and same legal status as the existing bank loans. In the new loan facility, Main Street can, for instance, lend on an unsecured basis even if the borrower has other debt that is secured. In the other two facilities, if the borrower has secured debt, Main Street must share in that collateral or that security. The way the Main Street loans work is that a borrower applies to its bank. It's normal bank. It would have standard documentation of the bank that it uses with its bank for its normal loan, and then would have to provide certain information to the bank. The bank then makes its own credit evaluation of whether the borrower is creditworthy, has a good chance of repaying the loan if provided some bridge financing. And then if the bank approves, the bank then brings the loan to Main Street, and Main Street provides 95% of the funding. The bank retains 5% of the loan for its own books. The process was very difficult to put in, operationalize. It took us longer than we had planned just to put in place all the structures that were needed. But they're now in place. There are approximately 500 banks nationwide, banks in every state. And, in fact, if you go to the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, which is the Federal Reserve Bank that is managing the Main Street program, there's an interactive map where you click on your state and it will list the banks in the state that are taking Main Street loans for new customers that they have not had existing relationship with, lending relationship with. There are approximately almost 500 banks that are registered so far that will, in the next week, certainly surpass 500. Main Street has started making its loans. The loans started being made the first week of July, and we are now processing loans every day, and we'll be announcing weekly the volumes that are published in the Federal Reserve Bulletin. The issue is, right now, it's important to recognize that Main Street's function is not to compete with the banks. If banks are willing to lend to their customers on their own, we welcome that. That's not our function. Our function is to help banks make loans to companies that need assistance to get to the other side of the crisis. And that's what we're focusing on. And I will say that one of my new titles at Treasury is to be Chief Lending Officer, because we have companies that call me directly all the time, and my colleague Kay Turner, who's been an integral part of this effort, and we will help if any company has questions about how the program works or how to apply or what the criteria, they should certainly contact us directly by email or by telephone. So, Anne, I think that's sort of a summary version of the Main Street program, and I'd like to open it up for questions.
Okay. Okay, we do have a question from Michael Wolf, who is a tire dealer from North Carolina, from Southeastern Tire. And Michael is also treasurer of the Tire Industry Association, a national and international association that has about 12,000 members. So, Michael, I know you have a question for the Treasury folks.
Yes. Thanks, Ann, for including us in the call. The Tire Industry Association represents right at 13,000 tire member locations throughout the USA. Like many industries and retailers, our members are struggling because of COVID. The PPP has been a massive help. I am hopeful that the Main Street program can also give us some relief. How can we as industry leaders encourage our local bankers to give greater participation in the program?
Well, there are two ways. One, go to your local banks and ask that you would like to participate in the program and then encourage them to register on the portal. Each bank must go and register on the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston portal to become an eligible lender. Any bank in the United States is an eligible lender. There are no qualifications beyond being a depository institution in the United States. So any bank can register and can originate Main Street loans. So I think many banks are waiting to see if there's demand. If their customers come to them and say they would like to do a loan, then they will have an incentive to participate. Secondly, if you find that one of your members finds that their existing bank is not willing to participate in the program or has concerns, then they can go to the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston website and they will be able to see by clicking on their state what banks in their state are willing to do Main Street loans for new customers. And there are a number of banks that see this as an opportunity to acquire, to get new customers, and that's why they've voluntarily published their names that they will take on new customers in the Main Street program. The third thing we could do is certainly, as the head of the association, is, you know, the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston has a website where they take comments and answer questions. You know, if this becomes a problem for your members, you should certainly contact the Federal Reserve as well as us and say that you want the Federal Reserve to encourage more banks in the areas to take on new customers and do Main Street loans.
Great. Well, thank you, Adam, and thank you, Michael. So this concludes our call. As I mentioned at the beginning of the call, everyone on the call will be receiving a link of the recording and also a link for questions that the SBA can field for you. Again, thank you, speakers, and thank you all for being on the call today.
Thank you for your participation. This concludes our conference. You may all disconnect. Speakers, remain on the line.